Well, I mean, just a lot of it is if one recognizes the suffering. So that's like from the teaching this morning of really paying attention to that, understanding that fear. Oh, this is suffering, and then really let it sink and seep, and it says, oh, this is suffering. This is really uncomfortable. This is not really, and sort of getting a really understanding it more clearly. Then it starts to be more apparent what that feeling of either comparing or trying to prop up a sense of self. Then it becomes more clear how that's being fed, what's nourishing it, its nutriment, and then you can release the thing that is nurturing and nourishing that. So some kind of desire or attachment or some kind of preference or some kind of comparison. And so then when you see that more clearly, then the releasing is much more easy, as opposed to, I've got to do something about this, or I should do something about this. Those are things that put you into almost panic mode. And it's much more having that patience to be able to, not immediately react, but sort of taking it in and letting it sit there and feel it more clearly. And then it starts to unravel, rather than one having to do something or make it happen. And when once you see it clearly, then it'll cease to have the same compelling quality to it. Because even our suffering, our discomfort, is compelling when it isn't seen clearly.